Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.
Everybody, I'm going to do this program about the situation going on with Neil Sean of Journey and Jonathan Cain, White Frigga. Anyway, Jonathan Cain is Paula White's husband, and he is a member of this band called Journey. For some of you that don't know about the band, but it's been a very successful band that was formed in the 1970s. And it was formed originally by Neil Sean. He was one of the founding members anyway. But there was a visit to the White House a week or so ago, I guess. And somehow, some way, there were cameras present during this visit. And you know, people go to the White House all the time, and they go in and out, and they don't make the evening news or whatever, or TMZ or whatever. So apparently Neil wasn't informed. If you go to his Twitter page, and I recommend that you go there so you can get his side of the story, because the press isn't reporting it accurately. And I'm wondering who sent out the press releases on this story, and who called the cameras in for this photo op. And it was originally reported that the band Journey went to the White House to have a meeting. It went on a private tour. Of course, Jonathan's been there a few times because Paula, his wife, Paula White, is the so-called spiritual advisor of the President of the United States. But I wonder if Paul, what kind of spiritual advice could Paula White give Donald Trump, since she's not saved herself? You know, she's not a Christian. She sells Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. All you have to do is send Paula some money, and her Jesus jumps off his throne and does miracles for you. So what does she tell Donald Trump? Does she tell him, Donald, do you want to get this FBI investigation away, get it to go away? So why don't you sow a seed, Donald, into my ministry, and we'll pray and get a 24-hour miracle. Last week she was selling the 24-hour miracle for $200. So it's just ridiculous. And of course, Neil, was pointing this out. Oh, I think back in June, he had on his Twitter page that John and Paula were basically taking money from poor people, which they do. They do at this church that she has there in Apopka, that she's the pastor of, or the apostle, she likes to be called, or mother. She makes grown men at her church call her mother. You can go to my YouTube channel and you'll see the video, Paula White, Divine Mother, and you'll actually hear one of these men, a grown man, calling her mother and saying that she incubates them and gets them ready to be birthed. Or, well, please, remember the cult leader Jim Jones? He made people call him father. Why does why would a grown man, like a 40 or 50 year old grown man, like a football player kind of looking man, why would he want to call some woman that's a mother? That's not even his mother. Oh, it's just ridiculous. But anyway, Neil, he has more sense than Donald Trump, let me tell you, because he points out the hypocrisy and the change in Jonathan Cain Frege since he married Paula White. And John thinks that he's directing his life. You know, he's writing a memoir that Paula prophesied to him that he was going to write. Well, and then he's making Christian music and he thinks he's directing his life, but I have news for him. She's directing his life. Maybe it's speculation on my part, but was it Paula that called in the cameras for this White House visit that three members of the band Journey were there at the White House for a private tour? Who called in the cameras? It's not that big a deal. In the grand scheme of things, there's more important people that come in and out of the White House besides these four. Because Paula was a part of the group, of course. There she was. You know, she had to get her photo op there. Can anybody please be a friend to Donald Trump or go to visit Donald Trump without making it a photo op for themselves? Can this man have any real friends that don't use him for publicity? Oh, honestly, it's ridiculous. So, anyway, you see, if you go to Neil's Twitter page, and you'll see one tweet here from August 8th, and he says, that is why we've always stayed neutral, not to segregate our fans. It's not about Trump, he says, and he's saying it. This was about another agenda. Yeah, it was about another agenda. Maybe. This is the way I look at it anyway. Maybe Paula wanted John to get some publicity. So who planted this story about, here's the story from Variety. Who sent out this press release that Neil Sean blasts band members? Here's the headline. Blast bandmates for meeting with Trump. Well, he didn't do that. He didn't blast them for meeting with Trump. I'll play this audio for you in a minute that Neil put up on his Twitter page. And you'll hear Jonathan Cain Frege himself saying that they're not political. They don't want to be political, the band. They have to stay in their own lane. And of course, it's a rock and roll band. It's not they don't sing political songs. They don't sing religious songs. It's a rock and roll band. They sing about life. They sing about love, that kind of thing. So and it's true because if you take a political point of view, you'll alienate half of your fan base, which they don't want to do. When they go to do a concert, they want everybody to feel welcome there. So this story makes it look like Neil was upset because they went to the White House and they went to see Donald Trump, but that wasn't it at all. It was an agreement that the band had that they weren't going to get involved in politics and or religion. And that's how it's been since the founding. There's been no White House visits. Or if they were going to the White House, why did there have to be cameras there? Yeah. It's like Neil said, they could have done it in private. They didn't have to make a photo op out of it. Anyway, here, you'll hear this, and the audio quality might not be so good, but here's Neil and John and some other people talking about the fact that they don't really
know. No. If that had come up, how would you have addressed that?
We're not political. Okay. We don't get into politics. We try to stay in our lane, you know, and I think that that's just the best answer we can give you, right?
Yes, you know, it's a tough thing, you know. I mean, even though you want to do certain things, you can't sometimes because people are split pretty 50-50. You know, Democrats, yeah. Republicans. Either way you go, you're going to lose.
You're going to lose, right?
You're going to lose. So the best place to stay is neutral in the center and just don't take a side and, you know, keep on yourself, whatever you think, you know? Politics and music, I don't think it mixes.
Yeah, and I don't particularly, understand why artists can get up there on a rock stage and preach, you know, about politics and about what's right in this world. They need to stay in their lane, too.
A kingdom living. I want to be a kingdom believer. Mm-hmm. And there is somebody, what you believe in is what you put your trust in. And where you put your trust is where you put your treasure. And there is somebody watching us. Your 200 seed is your treasure. It may be your last meal. It may be what you need to use for your mortgage. It may be what you need to pay for your car note. It may be what you need to pay for your bills. But God said that anyone that lives in the kingdom lives by the currency of a miracle. When you live in the kingdom, you don't need job expectation. You need a miracle. One thing that sustains kingdom citizens is the seed of a miracle. Right. And that is why you need to go right now. Rush to the toll-free number. Go to the P.O. Box number. Release the 200 right now. God is speaking to you. God is talking to you. Anytime that God sent the prophet to you, the Lord used the prophet to challenge you, move you out of your comfort zone, and bring you to your place of the turnaround. We speak over you right now. That seed of 200 is going to settle, it's going to touch, it's going to make a way, it's going to bring some supernatural turnaround. We speak to you right now. As you release this seed, receive a 24-hour miracle. Receive a 24-hour miracle. Receive a 24-hour miracle. Release that seed now. The seed of $200. Go to the phone number, the toll-free number. Go to the P.O. Box right now. I hear in my spirit that there are 270 people online that they must be able to release that seed now. For God says that a 24-hour miracle is on the way to you.
Amen. I come in agreement. And you do not want to miss this series with the prophet. I'm telling you, God is so faithful. 24 hours, God is going to turn things around. Tomorrow by this time, in Jesus' name.
God is about to release a word of deliverance and prosperity for you, to your house, to your family, to your marriage, your children. It is a time to break through, to break out, and to break forth. Do not delay. God honors faith. Let your faith release the prophetic word God has for you today to pull you out of that place you are stuck in. Psalm 17 declares, His word is settled forever in eternity. Chronicles 20:20 declares, Believe in the Lord your God, so shall he be established. Believe his promise.